Welcome to Tip TV Finance on the 16th of January. I'm joined by Tip TV presenter Zach Mears. Zach, very good morning to you.
Morning.
Bullet points overnight. Pound drops below 120. Will it trigger more demand for UK inflation?
I think it's surprising, actually, the inflation hasn't really gone up as much as it should. My pet theory is that UK retailers and others have such wide margins, they can probably absorb quite a lot or just sack people until they actually have to raise prices. So I think it might come later in the year, but not just yet.
So inflation, UK interest rates, likely to go up?
They're not going to go up until Mark Carney leaves the Bank of England.
Right. And when's that going to be?
Well, whenever it's 2020 or 19 or whatever it is. Mark my words.
We will mark your words. Right, let's go through a few slides this morning, courtesy of the team. The most popular, BlackRock advises FTSE 350 chairman to rein in the salaries of top executives. Businesses can unlock $12 trillion via key development goals in a Davos study. A couple of headlines on each of those, Zach?
Well, obviously, yes, if you're a CEO of FTSE 100 company getting $5 million a year, you're really going to try to rein in your salary. And then on the Davos front, we couldn't make it this year. We'll probably have a stand there next year ourselves. But that does seem to be quite a lot of money to unlock, and I hope it can be done.
Yep. Okay, so let's move on to Nicole Elliott from the Investors Chronicle. Her commentary, the weekend press, Donald Trump's views, which might become policy. Slapping a 35% import tax on BMW cars made in Mexico. That Angela Merkel's migrant policy was catastrophic. And closer to home, that he'd like to do a trade deal with Britain ASAP.
I agree with all of those, all the three. The only problem is that on the last point, we're not actually allowed legally to make deals with other countries until we've left the EU. That's one of the EU, the final EU directive.
Understood. In terms of the economic calendar today, in the Eurozone, we've got trade balances, the ECB, we've got somebody speaking in Helsinki, Canada, existing home. So nothing really for the traders to get their teeth into in terms of macro data. Let's move on to OANDA, the sentiment index, basically bullish, bearish, percent on their positions. We use this as a contrarian indicator at times. What are your thoughts, sir?
I think I was sort of thinking there was something a little bit awry with the pound dollar, because we were at well over 60% going into the overnight collapse in pound dollar. So the OANDA clients there buying the bottom, but then getting hit even harder.
Yep.
On the other side, interesting that we have only 34%. Bullish of euro sterling, which has gone up by a penny overnight, so that doesn't sound very clever either. And then on the silver and gold at the top of the table there, gold through at $1,200 gain, and the OANDA trade is still hanging on in there.
Understood. Let's go for a trade of the day. An idea in Rolls-Royce. Weak follow-through after November sell-off suggests potential for a recovery. The idea being, we buy around 660, the objective 680 to the upside, and stop loss below at 650. So 20 pence of upside, 10p below. So a very short-term trade. Would you take that on?
Well, we've got the higher highs and lows, and I suppose you've got to say that the FTSE's so high, we've got to, you know, some of the laggards are going to have to start catching up with the market, and maybe Rolls-Royce will be one of them.
Okay, and let's wrap up this segment with broker recommendations for UK stocks, courtesy of brokerforecast.com. You chose EasyJet, Vodafone and Glaxo to highlight. A couple of words on each of these, please.
Well, I think it was rather unfortunate with the EasyJet. It's effectively an upgrade there. I think the problem here is that with the weaker pound, it's just not. While the pound is so weak, you're not going to. You know, the holidays in Europe situation is going to be very, very weak too. So I disagree with that. Vodafone shares well below that £2.50 target. I think it's a dividend play, so I would go with that. Go with Berenberg, and then Jefferies, very, very punchy call there as far as being long of Glaxo, given Mr. Trump's attitude towards drugs companies. So good luck with that one.
Thank you for that. Right, to wrap up the segment, a final thought of the day.
It just looks like the FTSE is going towards 7,500. That's the technical target. And
is that a minimum move?
That's the minimum move at the moment, yeah. Wow. Especially with the currency the way it is.
Understood. Right, let's take a very quick break, and then we're going to come back to our Proactive Investor Bulletin Board, joined by, following that, we have an interview with Callum Pickering. He's the Senior UK Economist at Berenberg. Thank you.